Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim. Shvasrei Shona. What happened over here? Yaakov Avinu is there, and he's giving brachas out and talking, describing all of the Shvatim and trying accurately describing each one of them, and the description of Zevulun Nechoif Yomim Yishkoi, he's going to be Dafka by the water. Why? Because that's the place where there is going to be the boats, the ships. It's by the ports. Why is Zvulun by the ports? So Rashi explains, because Zvulun is Oisek Beprakmatia. Prakmatia is the word that explains that a person who goes into business. Zvulun did business. Umamtzi Mazon LeShevet Yisachar. And he would then present food for Shevet Yisachar. Yisachar, who is the one that learns. Yisachar is the person that's in the Oyel. And Zvulun is going to support him, as we say in Zoysa Brocha, Smach Zvulun Mitzei Secha, Yisachar Be'oyalecha. Yisachar is in the oil, Zvulun is out there, Zvulun is Mitzei Secha, he's working, Prakmatia. So this is, they have this unique relationship, Yisachar Zvulun relationship. So we would like to speak a little bit about the nature of this relationship between Yisachar and Zvulun. Like, what exactly is this? So Rashi doesn't make any mention here about or a particular type of stipulation or a deal. Over here he doesn't. However, Rashi in Zois HaBrocha says they made a shutvus b'nehem. Shutvus means partnership. So this isn't just a question of he's going to give him money. They became partners. Partners are usually 50-50. And that's what it seems to be in the Medrash also. The Medrash Tanchuma says, why is that we put Yisachar Zvulun before Yisachar? When we speak about it, we speak about Yisachar and Zvulun. But it doesn't actually go that way in the Brachas. We say Zvulun before Yisachar. Says the Medrash, Shezvulun Oisek Beprakmatia, Yisachar Oisek Betoira, Asu Shutvus Beinehem. They made a partnership between them, between the two of them. Okay. If it's a partnership, so that seems like they need to make some sort of, they have to come to a hiskem, they have to come to an agreement. If you look, Taka in the Ramah says, Yochel Adam, lehasnois im chaveiroi. Lehasnois means they can make a deal. They can make a tenais, they can make a deal with each other. But it sounds like it needs a deal. It has to be like a real deal. That's what it sounds like, and that's the way Moshe Feinstein understands. This is a real deal. It seems like from the Ramah. However, if you look in the Mechaber just says if a person feels that he can't learn, either because he's not capable or because he doesn't have time, he could just support people that are learning, and then he'll get schar like he's learning. It sounds like the Mechaber. This is not a deal. This is just a question of, it's another way of getting in by Torah. You could get in by Torah by learning Torah. You could get in by Torah by supporting Torah. It doesn't say clearly in the Mechaber that this is the Yisachar Zvulun. However, the Tor, where the Mechaber is clearly coming from, the Tor says either a person can't learn, either because he doesn't feel capable, or because he doesn't have time, he just supports Torah. And he's like it says in the Pasuk, Smach Zvulun Mitzei Secha Yisachar Ba'ayalecha. Sounds like from the Torah, this is not a real deal. This is not a partnership. This is, I'm just facilitating your learning, and then I get a part of your learning, or I get a schar in the learning. That's what it seems like. So we have what appears over here to be two different mahalchim. What's interesting is, but to me, it appears like we have a stira in Rashi. How does Rashi understand? On one hand, Rashi in Soita on Daf Chaf Aleph says that if one would be Isaac Bepakmatia, Kidei Shechalik Bischus Limudai Shal Achiv. So that's enough if he's doing it for the purpose. Doesn't say that they made a deal between the two of them. It's just one of them he's working in order to be able to help the other one. So then he's considered to be someone that is a partner in, or gets the schus in his learning. Rashi in the beginning of Zvachim, though, however, says about the same two brothers, there was a particular story, that he was that he's being mefarnes his brother that was Isaac Petira, vihisnu beinehem shiachelik schar betalmudai. So one Rashi mentions a tnai, that they made a condition. The other Rashi says, I'm doing it in order that you should be able to learn. It sounds like, almost like Rashi is like perhaps a steerer between the two Rashis. I'll call upon him. There seems to be two mahalchim. It's brought from Rabbi Haigoin. The Minchas Asher brings from Rabbi Haigoin the following thing. He says, listen, there's no such thing as becoming partners. Can't do such a thing. Every person's mitzvahs stay their own. Every person's averas stay their own. All I can do is I can assist you and get schar because I'm assisting you. But I can't become a partner. Can we make a partnership in mitzvahs? Is there such a thing? Rabbi Eichlin says, no, there's no such thing. So Yisachar and Zvula is not a deal, really. It's just I'm helping you. The Mishnah in Makkah says, Hanitzvah le'oisei mitzvah, mekabel schar ko'oisei mitzvah. Any person that's tuffel to'oisei mitzvah, I'm assisting someone who's doing a mitzvah, I get schar like I'm doing the mitzvah. So it seems like Rav Haigan understands that's what Yisachar and Zevulun is. I get schar because I'm helping you learn. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, no, this is a real shutfis, a full partnership. A real deal. And maybe that's a special chiddush that you can do that only by Torah. You can become partners. And there's many nafka minas, my friends. What are nafka minas as follows? One nafka mina would be, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, when you're giving tzedakah, there's laws of how to give tzedakah. There are rules of who comes first. Anyone know who you're supposed to give staka to first? Relatives, people that live in your city, that are close to you, aniye ircha koydem, aniye Yerushalayim. There's different rules of how do you give staka. Says Rav Moshe, that's all fine for staka, but this is a deal. This is a partnership. Can anyone tell me who I'm supposed to be partners with? I could choose my partner. If I decide I want to be partners with someone from Australia, that's my choice. So Yisachar and Zvulun is a deal. No one can tell me who to make my Yisachar Zvulun with. I make it with whoever I want. Someone says, well, we're relatives. What do you do with me? What's it? If it's just a form of tztaka, so then we have rules of how to give tztaka. But if it's a partnership, says Rav Moshe, we can make the partnership with anyone you want to make it with. One nafkamina. Another nafkamina, says Rav Moshe, this is a major one. Says Rav Moshe, can you use miser money for Yisachar Zvulun? Can you use miser money? You're giving tzedakah, right? Then you're giving money to yeshiva. Can you use miser money when you give money to yeshiva? Of course you can. Says Rav Moshe, this is not giving money to yeshiva. This is not giving money to a kollel. This is a partnership. Can you use stucco money for a partnership? No, you can't do that. Meister money. Meister.
It's double dipping.
What?
You're double dipping. Really tight to get stucco in that scenario.
What's that? I don't know what you mean.
Your Meister Shini money? Meister money?
Yeah.
You already have that chiyuv to give it.
You can give it to yeshivas. You have to give it to stucco.
Yeshivas are need.
Okay, the point is you can give it wherever you want. You can give your tzedakah money wherever you want to give it. But you can't give it to a partnership. You don't use your tzedakah money for that. This is part of your partnership. So that money has to go to charity. This is not charity. This is a partnership. Says Rav Moshe, you can't use your miser money for Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun is a whole different thing. That's miser is a different thing. You have to give miser. And if you want to get your Torah learning, so learn Torah. Over here, you're finding a way to get Torah through becoming a partner with someone. It's got to be, if it's a real partnership. Another nafkamina. Here it goes. Listen to this awesome nafkamina. Are you to take, is the Yisachar allowed to take a lot of money? Yisachar. Is he allowed to take more than he needs to live? As you said, we said all people that are in yeshivas are poor. What happens if he's not poor? Is he allowed to take more than that? He's allowed to take more than he needs. If it's someone is giving you money to assist you to learn, if you have enough to learn, taking more than that is, why is that going to my Yisachar's Zvulun? But if this is just a partnership, if we're partners, so what does that have to do with how much? How much is he signing? Well, he's a free agent. Let's go figure out. We're making a partnership. So how much is my business worth? We're calling a business. We're partners. He can take as much as he wants. Not only that, but some people suggest that if we want to be Yisachar Zvulun, it's got to be 50-50. So if you're making $3 million a year and you're my Yisachar Zvulun, guess what? I get $1.5 million. 50-50. The other Shiloh is going to be like this. This is a big Shiloh. This is the major Shiloh. This is where we get goosebumps. Those of us that are trying to be on the Yisachar side of things. If you make Yisachar Zvulun, do you lose any of your schar? Hold on. Do you lose any of your schar? You make Yisachar Zvulun with somebody. Do you lose any? This is a machlekes. It's a machlekes. We gave it out over here. Machlekes between, on the one hand, I think I have it here. Here it is. On the one hand, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, Ein chelkos shel Yisachar nismayit klal. So it's like a candle. If one candle gets lit with another candle, the first candle doesn't lose its light. So I don't lose my schar just because I brought someone else into my life, into my world. I don't lose my schar. Says Rav Moshe, not true. Rav Moshe says, you make Yisachar Zvulun, you lose half your schar. Why does Rav Moshe say that, Rav Moshe? It's Lashitasa. Rav Moshe says, this is a real deal. You're making a full deal. Only questions for people in the base marriage. Want to ask the question? Come in the base marriage. This is a full deal over here. A full deal, you lose your schar. So you got to think twice before you make Yisachar Zvulun. Because you realize you're selling away half of your schar.
Every deal has an agreement in it. So really, I'm saying these aren't necessarily not commuters.
No, deal and agreement go together. You're right. The other thing is not a deal and an agreement. If someone walks over to you and says, here, I'd like to give you some money for, walks over to you and goes, man, here's some money. We didn't make a deal or an agreement. I just gave him money. So I'm helping him learn. So does that make me Yisachar Zvulun? If I'm assisting him learning, it seems like for Rav Heiglin, you're assisting someone to learn. So then you're already considered to be Yisachar. That's it. We didn't make a contract or a deal. We're not partners. You don't become my partner because you give me some money. You give me a bonus for Yom Tov.
How does that sound to work? What is the shirt we're supposed to give for Yisachar Zvulun?
Yeah. It's Stukah, says David Shore. Thank you very much for coming back. We're happy to have you here. It says David Shore, if it's Stukah, not only do you not have to give $1.5 million, you can't give $1.5 million because it's more than a fifth. But it says, it's not Stukah. This is a partnership. Partnership, you got to give half your money. Well, you have to give a fifth. I happen to know, you don't find most of these Yisachar Zvulun around the way. There's someone in my building that's Yisachar Zvulun with his brother. And anytime his brother buys a new car, he buys him a new car. It's Yisachar Zvulun, 50-50. So he's got to think when he buys a new car, he's buying it too. He's buying his brother
Israeli
also.
Israeli tax.
What? That's an Israeli tax, yeah.
How's it work with taking breaks?
What'd you say?
It's
a
real business.
Call your brother up, come take a break.
Oh, you're breaking the partnership. You could get back together again. Now we want to break the partnership for a little bit. Now we're not partners. We were partners. We stopped being partners. We can stop being partners.
Exactly. Oh,
we're
going to turn them into partners.
Oh, so that, well, listen, you can choose a partner and you see what your partners work at. That's why you choose your partner. I'm not telling you who your partner's supposed to be. You have to choose wisely and who's going to be your partner.
It's not a money.
But in the fees de l'chorua, it would also come out. How many zvulins can there be per Yisachar? Only one. You can only do one Yisachar. According to Ramayisha, l'chorua, only one Yisachar zvulin. I got to choose. You got to choose your yisachar. You got to choose your zvulun, and that's it. Because we're partners, and once I'm a partner with someone else, I can't make a partner with someone with another person.
Unless you declare
Oh yeah, in a Hanami, then I'm only partner on 4 hours, and I can make my partnership on different things and different. But if I become partner with you 50-50, I can go to someone else and say that I'd like to be partner, unless I include you, and then you got to get some kickback, and then we have to. But a partner is a partner. Now it's me and Eli Melech. We're partner. Well, we're both learning, so we have to find someone else's.
Can someone be a partner with yeshiva?
What?
Can someone be a partner with yeshiva as a group? Or that also?
This I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
Question.
It's a good question.
What question?
Is it possible to be a partner with a yeshiva? The chayra, the partnership is going to be with people. I'm not really sure.
If it's a deal, why can't you make the deal that it's 30% of the schar, 30% of his money? Like you can do it. What does it have to be? Vidafka 50-50, make it 20-20 or 30? Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting question.
Maybe you could. It would have to be done that way, right? Then you wouldn't get 50% of the schar necessarily.
I'll
call Rapunim. Rabbi said what appears to be another nafkamina, and this one is very fascinating to me, at least. This one gets a little controversial. Perhaps. Make a Yisachar Zvulin on anything other than Torah. In other words, there's a very famous story that there was a Machsor. There was a Machsor is a lack, or what would be a good word for it? Shortage, thank you. A shortage of Esroigim in Europe. And they were the court of the Vilna Gaon were looking for an esrog. They finally found a mehudadik esrog, and the moicher said, "I'm only willing to sell it to you if I get the schar of the mitzvah." Could you do that? Is there such a thing, bichlal? Is there? Can I sell the schar of my mitzvahs? Oh, that's a different story. It's not saying that. I want to get the schar of your mitzvahs.
My famous meisim with the Ayom Haba and the guy.
So I don't know if famous meisim is very good. I don't know if you can. So there's over here. Listen. Ezra, listen to this. There's a famous meisim with the Marsha, which two people that they made a deal were sharing all of our mitzvahs and meisim toivim. We're shutvim, we're partners. After one of them died, the other person wanted to be chayzer. Says you can't be chayzer. Seems like the partnership was a real partnership. The Machane Chaim says, "Ein lismoch al sipurei meisus." Ein lismoch. You can't be saying about stories. Stories, okay? You got all these great stories that all the stories go to Ezra. He'll tell you all the stories. I don't know if you can rely on stories. I didn't know that story about the Vilna Gaon is true. I don't know. And they tell the same story about the Baal Shem. That's why I'm suspicious. That you know. I'll call upon him. However, the Sefer Ma'avor Yaboik and the Sefer Shem HaGdoilim to the Chida, he brings down. There was Shnei Chachme Kedem, Rabbi Chil, the father of the Rush, and Rabbi Shlomo HaKoyen, that made a shutvis between them on Kol Schar Mitzvoisehim. Mechiel, the father of the Rush, died at the Levaya. Reb Shloima said in front of everyone, "Rebbe Yechiel, don't forget the deal. We're partners." And Reb smiled, and it was a my face v'yi lapele. And the Tshuvas Marsham says that Reb Shloima Kluger said, "What was the pshat?" Rabbi Chiel smiled because he knew that the deal was a joke. Don't forget the deal. No deal. Now he knows. Now that he's already over there, no deal. You can't make deals on mitzvahs. Can you make deals on mitzvahs? Well, it might depend. If your sacher zvulun is basically another form of anyone that's assisting someone else to do mitzvahs. I'm assisting you to do a mitzvah. At nitzvah lo ise mitzvah, it gets schar ko ise mitzvah. So then I don't see why Torah should be any different than any other mitzvah. If I assist you in a mitzvah, I'm going to get schar. But if you're trying to make a shutvis, A partnership, so there's a special idea. When Torah, you can make partnerships. And there's even a pshat in this, which I believe is from Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says the following. This is Rabbeinu Yoina. Torah is the air we breathe. It might be more than that. It's life itself. Torah has to be accessible to everybody. I heard this from a Baron Leib Steinman. Spoke by Yarchi Kala here in Yerushalayim. He said, the things that a person needs the most are the most accessible. For example, air. You find air everywhere. And air, we're desperate for air. That's why we have it everywhere. Water. Water is something we need very badly. There's lots of water. Water is easy to find. The things that you need less are less accessible. Torah is very, kikarav elecha hadavar ma'oid. It's very close. But what about people that can't learn Torah? For whatever reason. We have to make Torah accessible. How do you make Torah accessible? The answer is, one way is art scroll. Oh, that's a great way. There's another way. Yisachar Zvulun. That's a special chiddush. That you can become a partner in someone else's learning, and then you have their Torah. So that's only my Torah. It doesn't have my other mitzvahs. That could possibly be. Al kolponim, the shut meishiv dover says it's taka only by Torah. Shulti giborim is mashmet also by other mitzvahs. I want to end just with two more things. What about, we spoke about selling your mitzvahs or being partners in mitzvahs. What about in averus? He brings here a story that happened that the people needed a hoin rav kesef in order to save someone's life. Schum atzum, tzorich pikuach nefesh. So they went to one person, and he was a pretty nasty fellow. And he said, listen, I'm happy to give you all of the money that you need. But you got to take half of my averus. Will you take half of my averus? The truth is that they bring over here that there is such shilas. There's a famous story. I think it's even a children's story about someone that was very poor and someone offered to give him money, but he just take his chelik in Gehenna or something like that. A kitzer. Says Rav Asher Weiss, this of course a person can't do. There's no such thing as buying someone else's averus. Every person has to live with his averus and what he did. And every person lives with his mitzvahs. We do have stories. There's a famous story about Aryeh Levin. I don't know if you're familiar with this story. A beautiful story. Aryeh Levin was called the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. And Aryeh Levin was known as the Rav of the prisoners because he used to go to the jail all the time. And he would lane for them in the jail, and he would spend a lot of time with the prisoners in jail in order to be mechazik them. Most of the prisoners were political prisoners, but anyway, they weren't necessarily all that frum. One time he was in the jail, and it might have even been during laning, and they called him out of the jail, and he wanted to wait till they finished. They said, it's urgent. What is it? His daughter is very sick. He has to go. He should get back there because she might not live. So one of the prisoners that was there made a mishaberach. And when you make a mishaberach, he made a mishaberach for the refuah shleima for Aryeh Levin's daughter. Made a mishaberach, and they asked, what's bavur? The person is, what's he going to do? He said, I'd like to give a year of my life to this young lady. And then they got up and said, I'd like to give a year of my life to this young lady. And all the prisoners got up and gave from their lives to this young lady that she should live. And by the time Rabbi Levine got back to the house, miraculously she had a refuah shleima. As if they, ke'ilu, were contributing in order to... So I don't know if we can do these things, if we can make these types of deals, and if they really work. Maybe it's just ma'ir rachamim in shamayim that they should, that a person should be able to... Because they had that desire to give. But this is the shaila that we have here. It's a shaila of whether or not a person can share mitzvahs, can he share Torah, are you a real partner? We spoke about many nafkaminas between if it's a real partnership or not a real partnership, how much do you get an equal schar, do you lose schar, exactly how does it work? Rabbi Aaron Cutler was of the opinion that if a person gives money for learning, his schar that he gets is exactly identical to the person who learns the Torah. Maybe it was like Rav Moshe that they're partners, 50-50, gets full schar. So it's famous, the story. You don't have like a thing of a maid? Well, interesting, maybe, I'm not sure if he held that the amelis in the work would be considered to be amelis. I'm not sure. So I was wondering if that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi says he's working kidei lefarnes. So that's called his amelis. He's working kidei lefarnes. That itself is amelis. I don't know. Just going to finish with this story. So allegedly, the person that did this was Zev Wolfson, one of the biggest balei tzedakah of this generation. And he asked Rav Aaron Cutler, he said, listen, if you get so much schar for supporting Torah, you're a brilliant person. Why don't you go out, make a lot of money, and you get all the schar that you want? It's like, why do you have to sit and learn in the Beis Medrash? Just go work and you can get a lot of schar. To which Rav Aaron Cutler answered to him, that's good for Olam Haba. Taka get a lot of schar. But what's going to be with my Olam Hazeh? Would I have to be a Bala Bas? What's going to be with my Olam Hazeh? What do I want to learn? I don't want to go out and work. So whatever schar you're going to get, the Olam Hazeh, you're not going to have. That's allegedly the story. One thing that I've heard this story many times from Ramesha Shapiro. Ramesha Shapiro said he has a problem with the story. Because even if it's true that you're going to get a lot of schar for supporting Torah, but if you have bittul Torah, you get punished. So any bala bas that's mevatel Torah says if you're going to be amel all day like Aaron Cutler was amel in Torah in your work in a chanami, and you're constantly supporting it. But if a person has even the slightest amount of bittul Torah, that he's punished, that's punishable. So I don't know exactly where in the story he saw this. His point is that a person going to work and writing a check doesn't automatically mean that I'm gonna end up in the same place, because now I still have to reckon with the fact that I have other things on my plate like Bittul Torah. Yeah.
So you're saying as far as you support them if you don't have time to learn or if you don't have the ability to learn. But what if it's the case where she's like, listen, my work, I understand the value of Torah, I just don't enjoy it. I don't know,
I'm going to assume that don't enjoy it is included in can't learn. It's included in can't learn because you can't learn because you're not bright enough, or you can't learn because you don't have the emotional equilibrium to learn. That's what I'm going to call it. What?
No one gets the love of the Torah until he sits and actually learns.
Okay, we'll have to teach them how to do it. But the mice of a person right now isn't mature enough or hasn't yet gotten to a place where he's going to do that. If he's supporting Torah, the chur is going to be in the same rule. We're just going to close now, Rabbi Yisrael. Just again, in summation, we're speaking about here about the relationship between Yisachar and Zevulun. Yisachar and Zevulun, we have that Yisachar supports Zevulun. Another thing which I neglected to mention, which is an interesting diuk, as we said that the pasuk always mentions Zevulun first. So the Ramah brings down, you have to, in order to be a Yisachar Zevulun, you have to give him the money before he does the learning. You have to give him the money before he does the learning. At least for sure, according to Rav Moshe, that it's a partnership. I can't be in a partnership in something that after it's already finished. I'm a partner in the business if we're making Torah. So I'll support you, you learn. But if I learned already, we can't become partners post facto. There's no partnership. It's over, it's done. So that's why Zvulun has to come first. Smach Zvulun, be Yisachar. First, because Zvulun, he's got to lock himself in before Yisachar does the learning. If Yisachar already learned and comes to Zvulun and says, listen, I already learned for 5 years in Koyal and I got $150,000 in debt. Can you be my partner? It's too late. If it's just a question of being, you're assisting in Oisei Mitzvahs, it's like he does the mitzvah himself, I'm assisting Oisei Mitzvah. Maybe it's okay to do it afterwards, I don't know. It's definitely still got to do it afterwards. But if you get the special uniqueness of a Zevulun, that could perhaps only be beforehand. You can only choose one. It has to be perhaps 50-50. It's going to be 50-50 in the schar, you're going to divide the schar. And some of the other naf communities, can I take more than I need because this is not necessarily tztaka? Is there a klal of any ircha koydin? These are all the chakiras that depend on this shayla. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.